Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yes, every Friday morning, Caroline comes in for Caroline's Cause Corner, and she's with us now. Good morning, Caroline. How
Good
are you?
Good morning. Hi. Great having you here. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice just deaf girl here.
Fill-in corner.
Well, it's always great to see you.
Oh, back at you.
Yeah, and I have a really special guest here with me this morning. I have Amelia Sheldon, who is the youth honoree for the Arthritis Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yeah, this is your first time on radio, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're a pro already, I can tell.
I hope so.
Yeah, the listeners can't see, but you're fine.
Okay.
And also with Amelia is Adam Vigil, who is the who's a Arthritis Foundation board member and also handles the youth program for Orange County, right, in the Inland Empire. Good morning. How are you, Adam?
Good morning.
Did I get that all right?
You did. You did very well. Thank you, Caroline, for inviting us today. We really do appreciate it. Yes, I'm on the board of the Arthritis Foundation here in Orange County and the Inland Empire. Nationwide, we help bring services to the 5 million people that suffer each day with arthritis. But more importantly, what's true to my heart is the 300,000 kids in this country that suffer from juvenile arthritis. It's kind of an unknown disease, but there's plenty of it out there. Unfortunately, about one in every 280 children actually suffer from some form of this rheumatological condition, including my daughter, who was diagnosed when she was 8, and now she's 15, and doing better, but still struggling each day. Amelia here is our youth honoree for our Jingle Bell Run, which is going to be happening in December 3rd here in Laguna Niguel. It's an exciting event. It raises money for the Arthritis Foundation, but also gives some awareness about juvenile arthritis and the impact that arthritis has on our nation and our people. So that's why I'm here, and I thank you again.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for explaining all of that. Amelia, what's it mean to you to be the youth honoree for the Arthritis Foundation?
Well, it's a huge honor. Like the name. It's really cool. I get to, like, tell people and kind of be a face to show that kids get arthritis. And it's not just kids, it's adults, too. And kind of be, like, an example of that.
So how old are you?
I'm 14 years old now.
Okay. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at the Orange County School of the Arts.
Awesome. OSHA.
Yeah.
And tell me about your experience of how were you born with arthritis? Are kids typically born with arthritis, or do they, it develops as they are young? Why don't you explain that?
Well, it kind of goes both ways. A lot of kids are born with it, but they don't know that they have it until later on in their life. I was diagnosed when I was 7 years old. I got pneumonia, and then I started getting really sick, and I couldn't move. I couldn't open a doorknob. I couldn't walk. And it was totally different from anything I had ever experienced. I was never really, like, physically active or could really do anything very physical, though. But there are kids that get it a lot younger than I do and get diagnosed a lot younger.
Is it something where the medical community is starting to recognize this is possibility? I mean, like, my friend's daughter up in San Francisco is the youth honoree up there, and I actually had, you know, really didn't know that kids had arthritis. And explain, you know, sort of the evolution of the whole disease for children.
Well, as I mentioned before, it's an unknown disease, even though it's reasonably prevalent. More kids have juvenile arthritis than cystic fibrosis. Juvenile diabetes and a few other childhood diseases combined. There's quite a few kids, 300,000, as I mentioned. It's now becoming more and more in the forefront in the diagnostic world. Quite often, kids that are suffering from these rheumatological conditions have to suffer for 5, 6, 7, 8 months, maybe a year before they really circle around in the medical community to this diagnosis. I know my daughter was 8 long months in and out of hospitals, in and out of different diagnoses until we find the right one. But we're turning that corner, and events like JBR and the work that the Arthritis Foundation is doing in education and working with the medical community, we're starting to turn that ship around. One of the websites that we do have is called kidsgetarthritis2.org, because that's what we say. We're all hoarse in this community from saying, yes, kids get arthritis too. So it's been an uphill battle, but I think we're closing in on the top, that we're getting more and more people to understand that this is out there.
So what are they diagnosing? What's the diagnosis prior to the arthritis? Like, what were they diagnosing kids with instead?
I think the most common initial comment by a doctor is it's growing pains, because it does really seem like growing pains when kids describe it. And one of the biggest challenges is these are young children, and they don't have an expansive medical vocabulary. So it's just, and there's an owie on my knee, or there's an owie in my ankle. And so it makes it difficult. So in the defense of the medical community, it's hard to diagnose it, because it's hard to get really good information out of an 18-month child. So that's part of the challenge. So growing pains, Some of the blood tests and medical information from testing points people toward leukemia, and then they can eliminate leukemia with some other tests. Typically, it is a diagnosis of elimination. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things. There were three or four different diagnoses that we thought for sure were what my daughter was suffering from. But alas, it took us a while until we found out those were incorrect, and we finally landed on juvenile arthritis. There's a whole myriad of misdiagnoses that pop up. But in the defense of the medical community, it's a difficult diagnosis to grab.
So the whole thing is evolving still.
It is. We're making good headway, but we got a long way to go. And that's what these events like the Jingle Bell Run and the walk that we do in the spring really help us do. It brings some more funding into the Arthritis Foundation that we can use to find this research, to find better ways to diagnose us and to share the information in the medical community and for families in general.
So, Amelia, what do you get to do at the Jingle Bell Run?
Let's talk
about that a little bit more. It's in Laguna Niguel, December 3rd. And what is it?
So it's this really, it's a walk, but it's so much fun for families and kids. There's real snow there that kids can play in, and you can sled. Kids with arthritis, we can't go to the snow because it's too cold and too hard on our joints. So we bring it here to Laguna. And around the course where you walk, there's a ton of fun games for families and kids. And you get to meet with Santa. There's lots of activities. And, like, there's fun hair that we can do before the walk. You can get hennas done, face painting, and meet Santa. I mean, that's awesome, too. And decorating cookies.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And let's see, people can find out about it at jbr.org, right?
Yes.
Okay, jbr.org. So we're wrapping up right now. If you had anything to tell parents out there listening, what would you say in terms of, you know, if your child is saying, you know, I'm to help them understand? And Adam, you know, I'd love your input on this too.
I think the number one thing we'd like to get out there to any family that has a child that's struggling with juvenile arthritis is you're not alone, that we're here. This organization is a fantastic organization, and here in Orange County and Inland Empire, there is a wonderful collection of families that are surviving with juvenile arthritis, and we would like to welcome you into our family. So if you are looking for support, or just need to talk to somebody, you need a hug, or just some more information, do reach out to the Arthritis Foundation, and we're here. I'm dedicated to be someone that you can reach out to and get the help you need.
Wonderful. Do you have anything else you want to say?
First
time on the radio?
kind of just along the lines of what Adam said, like, especially if you're a kid, and this also goes for the parents, is that you're not alone. It may feel like you're the only one that knows what this is like, but you're not alone. There's someone else out there. There's another child your age that's struggling with the same thing as you, so don't feel like you're completely alone, because you're not.
Awesome. Listeners, that was Amelia Sheldon, who is the youth honoree for the Arthritis Foundation. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you did great on your first time on the radio.
Thank you.
Adam, thank you for being here and explaining a lot of the information to the listeners and to me. It's, you know, an amazing organization, and I hope that people out there log on to jbr.org and get more information on the foundation, donate, and also participate in the Jingle Bell Run on December 3rd. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And if the listeners have any other wonderful people for me to interview, please let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check into it for sure. Steph, great seeing you.
Yeah, back at you.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.